everybody. Well, tonight is Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. And we go to the Light Ship probably about a quarter till. And let's clear the date today. So the date is July 1st, 2017. So here we go. Let's clear the date in case something is bothering you with this date. And here we go. Release this energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now let's energize the light beams to bring peace energy into your room. And just bring them up on your monitor screen or on your cell phone, TV screen, whatever kind of screen you have. So here we go, energizing them. We'll bring in the male energies this time. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Now, if you have a situation happening, we'll see if we can get you out that one timeline that you're thinking about the situation. So here we go. Think of your problem that you're dealing with. Here we go. Count to five to release it. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We'll bring our co-host on tonight, and tonight is Ann. So, Ann, are you out there, ready to go?
Yes, I am, Ron. Good evening, and it is Saturday, so that means it's Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. Later in the show, Ron will be taking us on a trip to Creation Light Ship for physical healing. Everyone who would like to may send in their requests for a particular room they might like to visit. That can be anything within nature that you'd like to experience the pure source energy of. So, for instance, if someone says whales, it'll be an even higher energy than any whale would be here on Earth, because I guess, unfortunately, our animals are a little contaminated as we are. We have a lot of things to talk about tonight and a lot of emails, but we always welcome your emails. You may send them anytime during the week to clsquestions@yahoo.com, or you may click on the fast chat button on the BBS page. And we especially like good questions that get our light being opening up and talking about things. And also we love to help other listeners with people's experiences with healings or questions, because often you have a question that other people are confused about, or it helps to enlighten all of us about a better way or a different way perhaps to use the healing. So we appreciate all that. So Ron, I thought I'd start with next weekend you're going to be at the Gaia Conference in Weed, California. And I have the flyer right here. It's called the Gaia Symposium. So if anyone is in Northern California or would like to go to Northern California, Ron will be at this event. It's from July 7th, Friday, through the 9th, Sunday. It's at a place called the Ford Theater. The Ford Theater College, oh boy, of the Siskiyous, I don't know if I'm saying that correctly, in Weed, California. And what is further interesting about that is Ron is doing some lectures there. I guess the better word is workshop than lecture, but whatever. So, of course, if you go to the weekend, you'll want to hear Ron's lecture. But also, he's made it available for us to listen. So if you can't go, but you'd like to hear Ron's live talks, you can make a $40 donation on the Creation Lightship website. And the phone number to call in to hear Ron, much like the healing calls that Ron does live, you'll be able to hear what he's talking about. And I know I'm looking forward to that. And he's doing three talks. They're Friday at 1:30 in the afternoon, Saturday at 12:30, and then Monday, actually, after the event, Monday at 12:30. So they're all the middle of the day if you're in California. or later in the afternoon on the East Coast. So if you're not signed up for Ron's emails, you'll want to do that on his website, creationlightship.com. And if you haven't received this flyer and are interested, you may request it of clsquestions@yahoo.com, and I'll send those out to people after the show tonight. So anything else, Ron, you can say about next weekend that you'd like to add for people?
Oh, I think you said all of it. I might have the light chamber there. I don't know yet. So, I need to find out more next week. So we'll see what happens with that. So anyway, back to you, Ann. Maybe you can read some of the emails and testimonials.
I will. So last night we had a wonderful experience on the show, on the Friday night show, where you invited all of us to experience a few moments on a defense fleet ship. And I will say that it was very powerful for me. I felt like I was sort of in a gentle, but in a like a wind tunnel. And it was very interesting. And a couple of people wrote in. One person says, "It was great to go on the defense fleet ships, Ron. My dog was by my side. I could not see anything, just red, but I sure felt things, like my body jerking backwards. And I want to add, 3:30 a.m. is the time I am awake at night, wide awake. And Friday, coming back from town, there were huge, very dark black clouds in the sky. And as I was driving, I felt little electric energy shocks on my arms, chest, and feet. Was this from the battling, I wonder? I put up the alien black mist goo clearing, and this cleared up the sky. Glad to know about the battles. Thanks, Ron."
I would say that could be possible. I can't always say for sure, but I guess that could be a possibility. So back to you.
Okay. See, there was one more about last night. "Hi, Ron. Thank you for the defense fleet experience. I could sense intense busyness. My thumbs took advantage of the opportunity to be of service. My body had movement. I could feel a weight change as we moved back down. My heart space feels brighter." Very interesting. It was very interesting. Yeah, so, you know, be sure and catch our shows, because that, for instance, could only happen live with Ron last night. So if you unfortunately missed the show, then you missed that opportunity, and it was really really a good one. Did we do anything really great, Ron?
Hard to say, you know.
Okay.
We did a lot of battles, so remember, we're out of time, so even though we only were there maybe for a couple of minutes, being out of time, you could have been there, you know, for days. Looking at how it is when you're out of time. Well, I guess you would probably be asking, did we make a dent in what was coming in here? To probably, yeah, we did. So that's good.
Okay. Okay, so we have a testimonial here called "Old Issues. Was on the Saturday calls, been on both of the special calls this month, and I feel so much better physically and mentally because something happened after the organ restoration call. I finally understand that you can't bring the old stuff back up, and so I'm keeping certain clearings up as much as possible. Emotional mind looping, anger, betrayal, fear, dark side practitioner, and courting to people, all of which had to do with the past. I want to do many more timeline crashes also, but slowly things are getting better. Out of my thoughts more as I go along. Thank you, Ron, for finally I realize what it really means when I am told to stay positive and be in the now?
Yeah, that's great, but you really want to be neutral. So, but maybe you got to go into the positive role first, and then you could fall back to being neutral. That's a lot of times that's what happens with people. You want to get rid of the negative aspect, and they don't know how, and they skip over neutral, where you're at peace, and then you get positive because you're so tired of being in the negative realm. You will eventually find the peace energy, which is neutrality. Back to you.
Okay. Okay, this is an interesting thing, Ron, that I know we have so many new people listening because of your recent expos, and at the beginning of every show and on every healing, actually, is pictures of the beautiful light beings. So this is an interesting question. I have looked at and stared at length the light being face picture, and tonight I see different things in the pictures. I have stared at it so many times, it's wild that I see something new quite often. Small details, but nonetheless, there are differences.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, isn't that, Ron, because they're alive?
Yeah, they're alive, and it depends what light being steps into the photograph, how they're going to energize it.
Right. Well, I think they may be speaking of a photograph, but I think they're speaking of when we put it up electronically on our screen.
Yeah, it's the same thing. Yeah, when you put it up on your monitor screen, it depends what light being wants to come into that to energize it to help you out. We'll have
okay.
a slightly different frequency.
Right. Okay, so also last night, we talked a bit about the natal barcode and how important it is to clear different things, numbers, and et cetera. And someone has a question. On the natal barcode, daily clearing the date, can you put in the numbers? Or does it need...
Of course, yes.
Does it need... written out like
the numbers and also the alphabetical month, if you wish, you know?
That's what I would say. The more you put in there, the better.
And it's possible maybe on the date you want to write out like July 1st, and for the first of being a number one, put FIRST, you know? See what that does.
Mm-hmm. Right. So one of the things you said last night, Ron, is that if you're having any trouble sleeping, it might be because of all the battles that are going on. So somebody wrote in that they're not enlisted, but they were still experiencing that. And that makes sense. Am I right? Like you might experience it as a soldier, but also even if you're not a soldier, these things are likely to be affecting you, right?
Yeah, that is correct. Yeah, you could be feeling what those aliens are trying to do to you. So remember, they have to do something here in order to have the defense fleet and the time-traveling soldiers go after them. Well, that's the way it works. And so you could be feeling different situations as they're trying to put implants in you and do programs. And maybe the battles haven't come to that sector yet to take out those aliens that are doing that to you. So you could be feeling, you know, the rock and rolling of what they're doing, and then you might feel a big relief when they're taken out. Well, back to you, Ann.
Okay. We're getting some room requests, and someone reminded me, Ron, that it's the 1st of July, so we'll do a birthday party to celebrate birthdays for everyone whose birthday is the month of July. So
that
I'll remember
good.
To remind you about that. Okay, here's a question about the New Earth transport holding area. Where do the people in the transport after ascension happens, and what do they look like? Also, where do the animals go after ascension?
Well, you're not taking a physical form at ascension time, so you're just going to be your spirit energy. If you're able to take your body with, then your body will look like what it does now, but it should be renewed, so it's not going to be like you're, you know, old and decrepit or something, you know. It'll have a body that has a lot of life force energy into it. So my pick may be age, like maybe you're a teenager or something. But you have that choice. And the body will be able to go to where the spirit now of the earth, which is, chooses to go to and recreates the planet someplace, and allow you to go with it to that location if you choose to. As far as animals and stuff, I don't think the bodies are going to actually, you know, leave here. It's possible. Really can't answer that question. I don't know.
Okay. And another, while we're on the subject of animals, somebody wrote in, thanks for the great explanation on when to use the magnetic and twisted body clearing. The information was extremely helpful. I've been running it after doing my whole life clearings. Here's a question. Do animals have 108 bodies, specifically horses? And if so, can I run it on them as well after I do whole life clearings on them?
That's a very good question. I would run the 108 bodies on them. If they have less, it just won't make any difference because it won't work. You know, if they have less than 108. But I would do the 108 on them.
Okay, great question, and thank you, Ron. That's great. Someone wrote in, I think perhaps we were having discussions about the object and water activations, and someone wrote in very helpfully that basically what you do when you're activating an object is first the lightship puts it into neutrality, but then you also have an opportunity to put onto it from this very long list of things that Ron offers, such as prosperity and the water activation too, or more health-related, but that's a very good point, listener. So, yeah, thank you for that. And I know I really enjoy those. And I, this weekend, because there were no weekend calls, as there isn't, you know, one weekend of the month, I always do the water clearing. Even though I have my daily waters from the Wednesday call, I always like to have those extra waters. And I miss it if we don't. The days we don't have a healing. So I recommend that really highly. For $20, you can do a whole week's worth of water. Okay. Question. If we have purchased the Body Jumpstart in the past, can we just purchase the unlimited option for the magnetic and twisted body clearing for $50?
I think that's okay, yes. So if you have the Body Jumpstart has additional clearings in there that are a whole lifetime, so once you get that, you can use the unlimited if that clearing has the unlimited version, which you can purchase afterwards, yeah. So you could do that on a bundle, which is what the Body Jumpstart would be. Any of those clearings that's on there, we'll say your time ran out, then the Body Jumpstart, what is that, 2 months long or something, Anne?
I believe it is.
It, just get the unlimited for those particular ones that you would like to keep doing. Well, back to you.
Yes, I think that's a really important one. And here's a question, I guess a question about the Prosperity Bundle. I recently cleared all U.S. dollars, drawings and all symbols on them. I listened to the Jewish Genetic Codes Archive show and cleared a lot on the natal barcodes and self-empowerment, clearing money enslavement and enslavement to money, etc. I'm going to do the abundance bundle when I have the money, and I've done the recommended clearings except orbs and free ones. Been listening to the BBS shows since April 2017, and this listener wants to know from, I guess, you, Ron, but also possibly other listeners, any other suggestions for her?
The question would be, have you done the whole lifetime fear clearing? That's a really big one. So, you know, you want to do the emotional one. But normally fear, the mental body, whole lifetime mental is what you probably want to do after the emotional one. Then you may want to do fear after that. We'll see what other people say. You know, after you do the fear, you may have another one. Maybe you're angry a lot. Maybe you're in trauma. But fear normally is like one that everybody has. Something happens to you and you freeze up because you're in fear. Fear of doing something. And so the fear is just as important as your emotional and mental body. I'd say those three are what you definitely need to do. So back to you.
Okay. Here's a listener wrote in about a terrific clearing, I think, the grid line clearing. And they're saying it's extremely important because it is what is keeping us locked into the invisible jail cell and zapping your memory when you try to escape.
Yeah, I would say that's correct, yeah.
Yeah, I think we all have known people that are, you know, seem unhappy where they are, or they're, you know, sixth generation in the same town, but they don't like it. And I, you know, those are probably grid lines holding those people there.
Yep.
Okay, here's an interesting question. How do you know the body is cleaned out enough to ascend?
Ask your spirit. See what kind of information you may get. Are you reactive to anything? That's maybe, you know, you watch movies without jumping around, being in trauma or fear or, you know, anger. Do you cry in movies? So you should be able to watch any type of movie that's out there and have absolutely no reaction to it. That's one way you could tell how much clearings you have had, and if you need to have anything, then you got to figure out, you know, what clearing would be useful, and see how you responded to a certain situation to find out what clearing it is. You should be non-reactive completely with anything that happens to you in life. Because remember, you're bringing up your cellular memory that gets activated, and then that's what's, in a sense, used to push your buttons, to put you onto the abduction timelines and the abduction, you know, parallel lifetimes that you have. So you don't want to be abducted, so you need to be peaceful. If you are reactive to anything, then you know that you have issues. I know what clearing to do to release that from you. Once you do a clearing, don't look back. So that it's completed and it's over with. And then hopefully your life will be better when the clearing. Then you got to find out what other clearing needs to be done. Remedy your situation. So back to you.
Okay, so I just found a message here. You said you asked last night when we did the battleship visit if anyone saw things that you'd like to hear about that. So someone wrote in and said they saw lighted steps.
Great.
So our ships must have been pretty big if they had steps in them, right, Ron?
Yeah, we got to walk up to them because they're levitating. So a lot of them were at least 10 feet off the ground. Some could be 20. and some could actually be like 50. So it all depends, you know, how they were stacked as you boarded the light ship, defense fleet ships.
Okay.
And that's why the steps would change colors and light up as you went off them, so you knew where you were. So back to you.
Okay. Someone else commented that their body was jerking also, and someone else commented, want to fight more, want to do more battling. Yeah, it'd be nice to, okay. Okay, we have, okay, another comment. Great. Light ship fleet reaction. Thanks for taking us up, Ron. Very action-packed and inspiring. I felt very empowered. Hope I sleep much better tonight, as I didn't the last two. Interesting to note the battles were happening. That probably explains it.
Yep.
Okay. Okay, we have, I think we all always enjoy this. Someone wrote in about a movie. I wonder if Ron has ever mentioned or is aware of the movie Lucy. It's a 2014 movie starring Scarlett Johansson. It's about a synthetic substance that she accidentally ingested, and her physical, mental, and psychic abilities increase exponentially as the movie goes on. She can control airwaves, electronics, her thoughts, her body, and eventually other people's bodies. She has no emotion, feels no pain. She seemed to go into a physical ascension, so to speak, at the end of the movie. I wonder what Ron's thoughts are on this movie, if he's seen it, and I'm really curious about the parallel to ascension. Thanks.
I haven't seen that movie yet. Maybe I'll have to look for it to check it out. It sounds interesting. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm not sure if I've seen it either, but we'll have to check and see if it's on Netflix or if there's some easy way to see it. Okay, so someone, we talked a little bit last night about handlers, and a lot of people are very aware of who their handler is, and someone wrote in, I just realized that my roommate is my handler. So I guess it's helpful to know that so you can protect yourself a little bit around those people. Again, on last night, thank you for that explanation, and they're referring to what had been going on all week with the battles. Wow, actually all week I have been feeling really funky and very off-balanced, not grounded at all. I was also feeling very heavy with sore spots all over my body. It really subsided today after doing the black mist fog clearing before going to bed last night. Blessings.
Great.
Yes, I know that everyone appreciates it, Ron, when you give us those little updates on what's happening. Because then we're like kind of validated. Oh, good. Okay, another one. My experience for Friday night. My heart was beating really heavily while being on that ship. I have not volunteered to fight before. Can I join with the rest of the Defense Force?
Well, yeah, I may have to put a call up to do that. I don't know. Maybe think here. Maybe we could do it on, I don't know if this Tuesday would be too short notice for people. If they're not listening, you know. It'd be one of the conference calls. Maybe I could do it on Thursday. We could talk about it. Or, let's see, I got the, boy. Why don't you send me an email if you're interested and what conference call we could do it on. It either have to be on Tuesday or Thursday. We could do it Tuesday. We can see what happens.
Well, right. And
if you want to get on the call that we have at 5:30. Normally do energetic cording release, but we could throw that in and enlist people if you would like to do that. Just come on the call, and I think that'll work out okay.
That'd be great, Ron. I know a lot of people have been, you know, for a while now wanting to enlist, and you hadn't been accepting more people, so I feel like a lot of people will be happy about that. And Tuesday should be fine because we have tonight's show that I know most people come on the Saturday night show, and then we also have the Monday show coming up where it can be announced.
Sounds good.
Okay.
But I will say, if you do a list, it's not a cakewalk. You could, you know, wake up. You could have your sleep disturbed off and on. It's not, you know, you could have maybe feeling kind of funky. You might feel like maybe your arm's missing if you got it shot off or blown up, but it'll be fixed. But you could have a day of just not feeling well. I haven't had anybody complain about bruises where their skin changes color, but they do have aches and pains at times. And it's, like I said, this is not a cakewalk, and it's not something that I think you're going to be playing a video game. You're out there actually either with your spirit or body both fighting these aliens, so you're out of time. But you do feel some of the energy down here. And you will feel like you have a, will have bodyguards in a sense with you. The team that you're with will, as much as they can do, protect you here. So you will feel like you have a lot more energy, a lot more stamina, and you might have a little attitude. So if you were meek and mild before, you probably won't be once you enlist. So the people that maybe are picking on you, you may have some words for them. So anyway, back to you.
Okay. Another comment about the battle ship last night. I was tired last night. However, after going to the light ship to fight the aliens, I got overwhelmingly sleepy. I kept going in and out of sleep, and after the radio show, I had to go right to bed. Any idea why this would be, Ron?
No, I don't. No idea.
I don't think it has. There's really anything to worry about. Oh, thank you, listener. The body jump start clearing is actually 3 months, not 2 months. So thank you for that, listener. And we're getting in some room requests as well for tonight. So thank you all for that. And you talked about some food issues last night, Ron, and food things, and you said there's some sort of fake meat thing going on, and someone wrote in that there were people got arrested in New York City in Chinatown for serving dog meat.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's not very nice, right, to hear. Okay. Now, another food question. I ate something this afternoon that I was told was gluten-free. It was not, because I immediately started itching when I arrived home. What kind of clearing would I do for gluten intolerance? I'm itching and tingling all over.
Do you have any idea, Ann? Because I don't know anything right now off the top of my head to do.
Guess any of the physical clearings, the special clearing, if you have that unlimited. Let's see. Trying to think, what would I put on? I'd put the Be Here Now on because that always, you know, brings your spirit back into your body. Oh, the Mind of the Body clearing. I can't think of any others at this moment. Maybe even the magnetic and twisted body would help, you know, put things back in to alignment for you. Okay. Question about a friendship. I have a friend whose energy is very low. She's stern and in an unhappy marriage. I'm wondering, is it better to be alone than with someone like this? We used to enjoy each other's company, but I find our vibrations are very different.
Well, what clearings have you done for this person? Do their emotional clearing. Like I mentioned, the mental and fear. Maybe there's something else that you could do for them. Don't have to tell them, just do it, and it'll be an absentee type of healing, which will take place typically within 3 days. Could be a little longer, but probably no longer than a week, but normally 3 days is what it takes. And if you can help them out, find out what they might need. Maybe they're in trauma. Clear the trauma from them. Do a whole lifetime trauma clearing. So all these are whole lifetime clearings. Oh, that's your best bet. So back to you.
Okay. How do we remove voodoo curses?
Just go into the curses, hexes, spell clearing, and find out what's happening to your body and enter it there and do some clearing.
Right. And is that connected to aliens, Ron? Would the alien attack page help that person as well?
I'm not sure on that one.
Okay.
I'm not sure if aliens are doing it to the person or not, so.
Right. Oh, another physical question here. If you have allergies to your own pet, which clearing can I use to help itchy eyes, watery nose? I guess the same answer as before. The mind of the body, the magnetic and twisted body could get you back into alignment. And also, for people that are writing in specific physical issues, put them in all the healings that you're running, number one. But number two, you're on the Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship, so it's your opportunity to request the light beings work with you on that clearing. So it's a good idea. We'll be going in a few minutes, I guess, Ron. It's almost quarter of. And so you'll want to be prepared to speak aloud what it is you'd like the light beings to work on or write it down. Okay. Oh, great.
We can get one extra question there if you like and go to the light ship in maybe 3-4 minutes. That'd be fine. But there's more
okay.
there.
Okay. Great. We have another testimonial I'd like to read. Last Saturday was the wonderful body restoration call. And someone wrote in, thank you for this last healing call. I am now sleeping through the night, getting at least 7 solid hours each night. This hasn't happened for many years. I knew when you were working on bladders that a healing was taking place. At first, I thought it was just a fluke, but no, it's a real thing. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, it's a real thing. Oh, someone wrote in, for gluten intolerance, do the 2012 Global Cellular Nano Detox Clearing. Any thoughts on that suggestion?
That sounds good to me, yeah. You don't know what you're dealing with. You may have some kind of nanotechnology in you or something to reject something. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Why do some bodies react when other bodies don't? It could be that. I can't say it will be for sure, but things do happen you know, to change your reality so you can do different things. So, another testimonial, then we'll go to the light ship or question.
Okay, let me see here. Okay, thank you, listener, reminding me about the July birthdays. And, okay, more room requests. We have a really nice, really good email, I should say, about, but I want to wait until after we go to the light ship to read a little bit more. Someone sent in some great suggestions for the natal barcode. So I think that's good, Ron. We can go now to the light ship if you're ready.
This only works live on this program tonight. If you're on an archive, you're going to feel peace energy. The listeners listening live will go to the light ship about top to five going up there. But you need to think of one specific problem or energy that you want to have cleared, you know, away from you, and it's physical. So want to clear out some type of physical trauma, physical something that's affecting you. And, you know, it could be just having maybe you have a blemish on your skin or maybe your back hurts, something like that. So this is what we work with. If you have an issue with a tooth or something. So here we go. Going to go up, and naturally you're going to bring your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants with you. They'll go into different healing rooms. You will not see them until you come back. So here we go. We're going up. A 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And right now you're completely out of time, and you're bilocated onto the light ship, and you're in full communication with the light beings or whatever room we're going into. You want to request your healing. So right now, we always go into the detox room, the hot tub rooms. Different types of gels and different energies are there to release stuff from you. We're going to go into a room that's working with looks like our spine right now, the way it's looking to me. Looks like we're having our whole back checked out along with our neck. So things will be happening there for you. You may want to request a healing if you happen to have some kind of issue. You go into different rooms of your choice right now. You may have been on the light ship different times. You may have your own room. So just your request right now, you can go into many rooms at one time, but you request the same healing in each room that you're in. And I guess we'll take our first request here, Ann. So what did we bring forth?
Okay, the first request was for the mountains room.
Okay. So here comes the mountain energies, and stronger, stronger, and stronger. Okay, next request.
Clouds and rainbows.
Okay, here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Okay, the request was for different color rooms, like green, blue, violet. I don't know if that's one room, Ron, or is there a room?
Yeah, it'd be different rooms in that location. So here we go. This will be the different. I'll just use a word like maybe using the term color therapy rooms. So here we go. And then we're going into the yellow room first. So here we go. So stronger, stronger, and stronger. And you can choose whatever color you'd like next here. So back to you.
Okay, the goats and sheep room.
Okay, so here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. That feels good to me.
The unicorns.
Okay, here comes the unicorn. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll do one more room, then we'll go to the food court for the birthday party.
Okay. I mentioned whales before, so why don't we go into the whale room?
Okay, here we go. In the water with the whales. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And remember, you're in all these rooms at the same time. Even though we talked about another one, you're still at the ones previously. And let's go into the food court now. So we're all going there to have some dessert and to sing happy birthday to the people who were born in this month, which is July. So we're selecting our desserts in just small little portions the size of a pencil eraser, but it's very nourishing. And we're all getting whatever we like, cake, pies, you know, maybe some kind of ice cream dessert or whatever you're choosing there. It's all laid for you. You just have to select what you'd like, and you can add on to whatever is there and make it the way you like. So here we go. We're getting our first sample going on our index finger, going into our mouth underneath our tongue. You find your saliva changing slightly during this process. And we can do another one here. So same type of dessert that we like for another one. And it'll be a small portion again. And here we go. It's there. And put it into our mouth under our tongue. And here comes this energy. So stronger, stronger, and stronger. And we're going to have the light beams and everybody who came up to the light ship. We're going to sing happy birthday for those people who were born in July. So here we go, everybody. So happy birthday. And we'll come back from the light ship now. And we're having our animal, pets, flower, tree garden plants coming to us. And I'll count to five as we leave the light ship and come back here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 there. Now we're here. So turn it back over to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. That was very lovely and relaxing as always. We really enjoy these Saturday night shows, and I know everyone appreciates you for doing that for us. Okay, I will get back to our questions. Somebody wrote in a really wonderful, helpful email about the natal barcode that you were speaking of last night. And I know, well, you were talking about numbers, and you talked about it's really important for us to clear a date that's coming up, July 7th, because there's a lot of 7s and 17s and whatever in there. And so this listener wrote in, I once knew a numerologist who studied ancient numerology manuscripts from the 1500s under a teacher in England. His reports were done on words, letters, and numbers. And how he did it was he'd use your full name at birth and clear the whole name. For each letter in your name, take the number equivalent and then clear those numbers and add up the numbers to a single number and clear that one number. That is such a great idea. I have not done that. Then, using a physical address, clear the house or apartment, street number, and name, and then for each letter of the name of the address, take the number equivalent and put behind the number of the address and clear all the numbers, and then add the number to a single number and clear it. Oh, yeah, add them all up. I get it. So, like, if your address is 1, 2, 3, you add that up and, you know, clear 1, 2, 3 and then clear 6. I have to think for a second. So isn't that a great idea, Ron?
Yeah, it sounds pretty good. Yeah, but the more you do, the better.
More thorough,
you really,
right?
Don't know how they're tracking you, so
right.
Get rid of those tracking codes. Even
right.
Though it may seem maybe kind of ridiculous or even foolish to do something, you know, they're probably telling you that information so you don't do it. Well, always, if you get an inkling about something, you know, and you have that clearing, then put it in there to get rid of it. Now, you might even want to clear on there like TV, you know, television. LA Vision, right? That's kind of interesting. So they're telling you a vision, which is a matrix, right? A reality, right?
Right.
That you're not connected to. It's kind of interesting that word television. Vision.
Yeah. And, you know,
hologram that you're looking at, even though you think it's real, because the people are on it, you know, and you don't know how many of these of shows, and etc., are actually made off planet, because they just abduct the whole enchilada, everybody, instantly, because they're out of time and up in someplace, and they think they're on a movie set, maybe in Brazil or someplace. You know, if they're in the rainforest, they could be on a whole different planet. Oh, anyway, and if you watch some of the movies, some of the background scenery is like, wow, this is really quite something. How could they build all these buildings and do all this? And not say that they can't do it, but some of these things are like, wow, it's really incredible what they have put together, you know, not even be here. Oh, anyway, back to you.
Okay. So I want to just go back to this email on the numbers and the natal barcode. This listener actually sent in a document that has the chart showing the number equivalents for each letter of the alphabet. So if you'd like to have a copy of this email, I'll copy it so the listener will remain anonymous, of course, and I can send it out to you. And then she goes on to say, also I was told that in ancient numerology, a designated letter for each part of the body was CREA. That's interesting. So we might want to clear different organs. Never thought of that, especially if you're having a problem with an organ. And she goes on to add, I have had a problem with one number all my life, have done many healings, but to no avail. I decided to try clearing the letter equivalent for the number in the natal barcode clearing. It's been a week, and not only has that number not resurfaced, but I cannot remember the number at all. Do not know if this info is of any benefit. I would say yes, it is, and it can become overwhelming. Yes, I know someone wrote in recently saying they were feeling overwhelmed by everything they had to clear on the natal barcode, and you know, we understand that, but it is worth it. And, okay, I'll take care of that. Someone's reminding us to remove that. Instead of 12 source energies on the new YouTube video, it says 17, so I will look into that after this show. Okay, someone wrote in, unfortunately, not being a driver, I have to take public transport. I try to sit by myself, but if I can, but the other day, this woman who got on the bus sat next to me and crushed me, and she was big. My body froze. And I had to move. Afterwards, I felt a literal stabbing pain in my arm and tried to command the entities to leave me. It seems the more clearings I do, the more sensitive I am to other people's energies. Life is not easy.
Yeah. I'll say that differently. Remember, when you're full of stuff, full of crud, you're not going to see what's really going on around you, okay? Oh, you have all those implants and all that negative stuff, or even positive stuff that's in your body, corrupting you. So as you do clearings, get rid of that contamination. And then you start to be able to be maybe more functional. You're actually seeing what you have never seen before. So it's not as if your third eye is being opened up, just having more awareness of what you don't want to engage with before. You just know the difference. So that's what happens when you have a clearing. You're able to have more discernment and go, yeah, I used to do this over here for years, and I did these clearings, and I saw this bump that's coming into me, and I don't want to do it anymore. Because you have now discernment, and you go, I don't want to be there. And the people that I used to like to know, they're still there doing it, and I don't want to join in. You do have to have your own personal responsibility, we'll say, for yourself, how you are choosing to live your life. And after you have a few clearings under your belt, you know, realize that, yeah, you may not want to engage with a lot of people. You start to sense or feel the energy that contaminated you, because you're uncontaminated as you do the clearings. So you've been there, done that, and don't want to do it again. Plus, why would you want to go in and do a whole lifetime clearing, which will cost you money to do, and then go back and get contaminated again? that doesn't make any sense, you know? I'm sure most people listening say, yeah, why would you want to jump back into that cesspool again? You know, you got yourself cleaned off. It's not worth it, you know? So that's what happens. You become more aware of stuff around you, and it's really the awareness that you don't want to be contaminated. So I can see where the person is coming from. They realize that entities hop into that person who squished them, we'll say, and maybe before they wouldn't even have noticed it. But they would have left, and maybe those entities could have caused major problems in their life. It doesn't happen instantly. If they stay in you, then they can cause you physical body harm. So it's good to get rid of these things. And having the awareness is very good. And it can be overwhelming, but you live here on Earth, man. You're here, and this is what Earth is like. And it's up to you to change yourself to get uncontaminated. Back to you, Ann.
Right. I so agree with you, Ron. It's much better to know what's happening and why you're feeling off or miserable or whatever it is, because people are, you know, zombies and unhappy, and they have no clue why. And at least we know, number one, and two, have the tools, thanks to you, to heal a lot of it.
It's sort of like, you know, I know in the old days, when I was growing up, you know, aluminum came out, and there's a lot of aluminum pans around, and people were cooking with aluminum. Then they find out that it's harmful to you eventually, you know? And so I don't know. I don't look at pans, but there may not be that many available, or, you know, maybe there is. But, you know, you don't want to have, you know, that type of, you know, contamination from the aluminum pans. And
right.
Also, you know, the old days, you know, people died from maybe in the Middle Ages from the pewter type of, you know, glasses and stuff that they made and used. So, you know, you don't want to have that now today. So that's awareness of do you want to have that or not, you know, because it can harm you. And if you don't know about it, then you could be harmed. So, you know, even though life is overwhelming when you start to understand more of what's happening here, and you may wish that you never knew about it, but we'll start having a better life once you start doing clearings to get the stuff off of you. Otherwise, you're going to be sheeple. You don't want to do that. So let's say we have a few minutes to go. Anything you want to add, Ann?
Well, someone wrote in about the lightship visit. My earthly birthday is in July, so I helped myself to a triple layer cheesecake with berry filling and fudge on top. That was healing to me.
But they have blueberries on it. It sounds very good. Thank you. Now, you won't have any calories either.
Yes, that's the best part. Is there anything, Ron, you want to share with us before we end the show, or do you want me to keep going here? Did you have something you wanted to...
Keep going, yeah. So if we have an extra question or testimonial, that'd be great.
Okay, I have a testimonial. The mental barcode removal, very powerful, and I find after it I think less, but the thoughts come more exactly as I need them and are crystal clear, succinct, and to the point. No wastage. Not much monkey chattering. And
that's
then blessings, and is there healing, please, to help us all sleep, if possible?
I do have a clearing, a whole lifetime clearing, I think, for sleep deprivation. I know
you
I
do.
Haven't talked about that, but I think I have a whole lifetime clearing for that.
Yes, you do. You do. And if you ever feel a little amped up or you've had a night or two where you have not slept, I very highly recommend doing a peaceful sleep water that you can do on Ron's website. Just click on the water activation. It only costs $1. He charges up one for us always on his weekday and weekend healing calls. So people who enjoy those calls know what we mean when we say that. But at any time, you can go in for just $1 It'd be worth it if you're laying there and can't sleep. Just get up and, you know, pay the dollar, and you can do the clearing instantly. You actually go right to the same page. Once you've paid, you just scroll down, find peaceful, I believe it's called peaceful sleep, water, and charge it up, and it really, really works and really helps.
Okay, so we'll, I guess we'll end our CBS radio show. So this Saturday, it was Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. So if you're listening to an archive or you just tuned in and you want to go to the Lightship, just get on the call next week. And here we go. Let's do the mind to heart drop to help you out. So you want to command your spirit out loud. Otherwise, you're in mental energy. And that's darkness. Remember, thoughts come from darkness. So here we go. You want peace, but there's no thoughts. That's the difference. So here we go. You want to command your spirit out loud. So you say, and I'll command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And then you count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times, and you can feel your thoughts go from your head to your heart. So here we go. At the very end, you're going to be peaceful. You won't have any thoughts. And you're going to be in your heart center with your spirit, and you won't be able to think, which shows you right away that darkness is thoughts. Very obvious. So here we go, dropping down. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. There we go, everybody. So thank you for listening to our show tonight. Thank you, Ann. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. And we'll see you later. Bye, everyone. Blessings.
Bye, all.